guys ready?
Hey, what do I mean by top 10 mitzvahs when you're flipping out? What I mean is stuff that you don't really have philosophical problems with, and that you probably, it's not that it's really, really hard. It's just that, like, you never really got into the minhag to do it, and therefore a lot of people don't do it. But there's no, most people don't really have an issue with it, but they're really great ideas. Get it? That's what I'm talking about. And I'm sure many of you do many of these minhagim and halachas. But just in case there's even one halacha that you might not have been doing, Erev Yom Kippur is a perfect time to maybe take a Kabbalah upon yourself to start doing that one extra thing. You're still not sure what you're going to work on this Yom Kippur. Maybe this year can inspire you. And I'm sure we could think of other ideas. Everything I'm going to say also is based in sources. I'm not making it up. It's based in the Gemara. It's based in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So growing chronologically through our day. Okay. So the Jewish day starts at night. What's the first Jewish halacha that a lot of relatively frum people don't do, even though they really should, because it's a halacha. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Gemara. Sorry. So Kriya Shalamita, not exactly. I think actually a lot of people do Kriya Shalamita, right? Most people, because their mommy is saying them Shman and Hamal Chagol, so people do Kriya Shalamita. But what don't people do? Hamapio. Right? Am I right? A lot of people don't do Hamapio. What's Hamapio? So the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samech, says, Anichnas Lishon Amitato, before you go to bed, Omer, Ishma Yisrael, Vayashma. So all you have to do is the first paragraph of Kriya Shma. You don't have to say all three. If you say all three, that's good, but you don't have to. However, Omer Baruch Hamapechad Leshena, you should say this blessing, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the blessing of sleep. It sanctifies our sleep. It brings our sleep to a higher level. It takes those 8 hours of sleep. It makes it a mitzvah when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it.
Is it in your Siddur?
I'm one step ahead of you, JJ. Watch this. I made you guys a photocopy. Okay, so in case you're bored on Erev Yom Kippur, you want to do something practical, you can memorize Hamapio. It's something that a great thing to have in life. I memorized it when I was in the army on my long shifts. So you guys can pass it around. It'll be something very practical to like walk away on Erev Yom Kippur with. Just, you know, take some time. It'll probably take you 15 minutes to memorize Hamapio if you can, or just read it from a sitter. It's a beautiful bracha. Thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for sleep. Sounds good? Okay, next. What's the next halacha? Let's say in the day, which a lot of people are a little bit weak about, even though it really should be a little stronger.
Negel Vasser.
I didn't put it on my list because I think a lot of people do Negel Vasser. I could be wrong. Asher Yatzer. I could be wrong, but I think Asher Yatzer. What?
What's Negel Vasser?
Negel Vasser is washing your hands in the morning. You cheated. You looked at the sheet. That's good. That's okay. Negel Vasser. Asher Yatzar is also in that exact same Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samech. It's a huge daf.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, Nafik, when you leave the bathroom, Omer, Baruch Asher Yatzar Ta Adam. Okay? And you have this blessing of saying Asher Yatzar. Every single time after you go to the bathroom, you're supposed to say an Asher Yatzar. Fantastic way of being more happy because you're thanking Hashem for your amazing body. Fantastic way to protect your health. The Segula. Does anyone here have any philosophical problems with thanking God for our bodies? It could be some people think it's too much, but I think most people think it's a great idea. And yet, a lot of people don't do it. Right? Am I right? So, Asher Yatzer is number two on my list of awesome halachas that we should start doing in case you're not doing it. Again, in case you do it, but you're like me and you like do it really fast, you should really just stop and just say it and just be thankful to God. It's an awesome thing to take mind yourself for this next year. Okay. Now, this one is not based on your day, but chronologically, on holidays, okay? Mostly, you guys can pass the second page along while I'm talking. Most holidays, I've noticed, Jewish people are awesome about. In particular, even people who aren't so frum about other things, they light Hanukkah candles, they fast on Yom Kippur, they drink a lot on Purim. We love holidays, Jewish people, right? But there's one particular halacha in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, which for some weird reason people are not mocked about. Okay, and it's a holiday coming up. Not Yom Kippur. People are very good about Yom Kippur. What's a halacha in Sukkot that a lot of people... Very good. Okay, sleeping in the sukkah. So watch this. Look, if you look in your source sheet, the Torah tells us, not the rabbis, the Torah tells us, Basukot Yeshu Shivat Yamin, Kol Ezrach Yisrael, Yeshu Basukot. In Sukkot, you should dwell. For 7 days, you should dwell in a Sukkah, as a remembrance from the fact that the Jewish people dwelt, they lived in Sukkahs when they were growing in the desert. Now, on a Pashuk Shat level, what does it mean to dwell in a Sukkah? To live. Is sleeping included in a way of living and dwelling in the Sukkah? Pashuk Shat, yes. Right? In fact, Foreman has an amazing video about how the Jewish people originally slept in their Sukkah with their animals, and that the sleeping was an integral part of the mitzvah. So, Pashuk Shat, sleeping and eating should be part of it. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah says, Tarabanan, Ochlin Achilas Arai Chutz HaSukkah, Ve'en Yishenin Shenas Arai. You're not even allowed to take a nap outside of the Sukkah, says the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ochlin Meshotim Yishenin B'Sukkah, Kol Shiva Bein Bayom U'Bein Balayla, Ve'en Yishenin Chutz HaSukkah. You cannot sleep outside of the Sukkah, says the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so pretty much everyone agrees, there's no machlokes, you have to eat and sleep in a sukkah. However, there is an exception. What's the exception to the rule?
Mitzdaer.
Exactly. And this is why, because the rabbis made it more a little bit complicated, people are like, yeah, it's not so serious, right? Well, the halacha is when you're in pain, when you're bothered, when you're not comfortable, just like in your own house, if you would leave your house if you were not comfortable. So if you can't sleep or you can't eat there because it's very uncomfortable for you, you're putter from sleeping in a sukkah. So, for example, if for some wacky reason you live in Canada, where it's really, really cold on sukkahs, maybe there'd be a hector to not sleep in a sukkah. Yeah. Yes. So, if you have to sleep in a sukkah, you gotta, if you have a if they have a sukkah, and then you either build one or you're putter because you don't have a sukkah. But travelers is in general a different din, but if you can, if there is a sukkah, then it's not about you, it's about that should be your new house. I had a funny story, in the army, they built us a little sukkah because they felt we were religious. It was like tiny to eat in. So we said, no, we have to sleep there. But they didn't have time to, our secular commanders, to build the whole sukkah. So the first night, just to make a point, we all slept like sardines in our little sukkah, just to make the point that he's got to sleep in the sukkah. Now, there are, yeah, you have a question? Sorry? That's an interesting shayla. If you don't have a house in the first place, would you be obligated to live in a sukkah? I thought it was a good Hanukkah shayla. Okay, maybe there's machlokes about it. I think for most of us, Lamaisa, we should try to make it a priority to build in a sukkah. Sorry, I'm a little harif today. What do you do, Eric or Kipper? There is an exception. The exception is if you have a wife. Anybody here? Okay. If you have a wife and your wife is putter from sleeping in the sukkah and for shalom bayis situations, they're much specifically right. That's why a lot of people don't have to sleep in the sukkah because their wives aren't sleeping in the sukkah, or if they have kids, or if you're cold, or if you're hot, or if there are bugs or skunks, and you really are genuinely uncomfortable, then you do have a heter to not sleep in the sukkah. But if you can sleep in the sukkah...
Are mitzvah and uncomfortable the same thing?
It's a complicated discussion, but basically it means really uncomfortable. Like, not just, like, a little bit uncomfortable, but, like, momish, like, and you would leave your house if it was that uncomfortable, and you also can leave your sukkah. But if it's just a little annoying, then you really should stick it through. If you can't sleep, you can't sleep. Leave the sukkah. But if you can sleep, it's just a little annoying. It's a great thing to do. It's beautiful.
Let's go.
Right, it's raining. Exactly. Okay, well, so that was my, that's number three or four. I don't know where I'm at. Okay. That's sukkahs. Yeah. If they're cool with it, yeah, you should try to sleep in your sukkah. Cool. Okay. Four. Going back to our day. Okay, we said Asher Yatzer. What's another halakha that a lot of holy yidden really should do? We're doing, it's connected to what we're doing right now, but a lot of people don't do it. Shachar. Okay, Shachar means tomorrow. I didn't put it on my list because I understand why philosophically people struggle with it. Because it makes sense. It's just so much that I wouldn't blame people and say, come on. I would say, of course, you should do it if you're all like you, but like,
waiting for
Mizonas?
Waiting for
Mizonas?
Before Shachar. Oh, you eat before Davening. Ah, Nachum. Okay, you're right. But because there's a heter by Chabadnikim, I didn't put that on my list because Chabad gave a heter. So, yeah. Okay, but you're right. That really could be a test. Because the Shulchan Aruch says you really can do that. Okay, but what else? What else? How about after brachas, right? I could be wrong, but a lot of people don't say bracha achronas, even though they do say bracha rishonos. And that's kind of ironic, because from a biblical perspective, what's more important, bracha achron or bracha rishona? Bracha achron, v'yachaltem sabatem bracha, that's in the Torah itself. So we certainly should mention, we certainly should say, hey, al michya, but a lot of people don't. I don't know why, because I guess it's hard and annoying, but you should really do it. It's a fantastic idea. If I made a big alamichia, you can also memorize that. I left it here from like 5 years ago. I bought it, but there's a big alamichia here. Anyways, good thing to memorize. My favorite thing in color war is to make the kids learn amapil and alamichia for extra points. So use that trick. It's very, very helpful. Okay, alamichia, benching. What else? Speaking about food, do a lot of people not do, but they really should do. Wash, very good. So that's like Megalos. People do usually do it in the morning. They don't wash before eating bread. I'm not sure what the shot is. The Gemara in Sota says that if a person doesn't wash before he eats bread, it's like sleeping with a prostitute. Whoa. So a lot of people are like, awesome, I should try that. No, don't. What's a shot? Why does the Gemara on Abshala, why does Gemara connect eating without washing to sleeping with a prostitute?
It's impure. It's
because
like,
it's impure and
it's like stealing.
It's like animalistic. It's like I'm just jumping straight into the bread. I'm not like taking time to purify my bread. Why not? Because bread is a staple of man, and it's a shiur in itself that bread, what bread represents, and you can process in making bread. But in any case, we wash our hands before a meal, and if you're starting to be more committed to halacha, you should really do that. Speaking of bread, I'm going to be a little controversial here. What other halacha do a lot of people not do, but they really should mind?
During the week.
What? Your guys don't do it during the week, agreed, right? A lot of people do it on Shabbat, but they don't do it during the week. Weird. But no, it's not a Shabbat. It makes sense, Tovlo Hashem, but that's not actually a thing. Only bench on Shabbos. How about pizza? Okay?
Mizonos.
Yeah, Mizonos pizza. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a heter if you're having one slice of pizza to make a Mizonos. It's not a heter that I hold up, personally. I always wash. But, because I think bread is bread, and it tastes like bread, it looks like bread. But, okay, having one slice of pizza, you know, Rav Moshe and Judah, there are good rabbis who say you should have one slice. But if you're having a meal, having two slices of pizza, or three slices of pizza, is there any rabbi in the world who said that it's okay to therefore not wash? Not that I know of. Because even if it's possible by kishnim, which is arguable, you're sitting down to have a meal. You have to wash when you're sitting down to have a meal. If you're having a substantial amount of pizza, everyone said you should wash and bench. Okay, so I would make that number 7. Okay, moving on. I'm not talking about like being Adam L'Chaber or stuff that like Lashon Hara. Because everyone knows you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara, but we have a taiva for it and we mess up. Obviously, we should not steal and not speak Lashon Hara. We should be more careful about stuff like that. I'm talking about, but that's like in the heat of the moment. I'm talking about things more like we just never do because we never got into the habit of doing it. Yeah?
I have a lot of interest in this. What do you mean?
Sushi. I would say mizonos on the rice and ready for shot on the whole thing. Yeah. Say it because the ikar is mizonos. Some people might say you'd also say an adama. I don't know. Depends what the ikar is. Okay, so then they say shot with the mizonos. Okay. Fine. What else? And what other? Let's just do two more. What other halachas coming up? Talking about sukkahs, there are a lot of from people not so strict about. Chol HaMoed. I don't know why, but a lot of people work, they mamash go to work, they write, they don't learn the halacha of Chol HaMoed, but they mamash should. There are heters. In certain situations, you are, like if it's a davar holiday, but in general, you're really not supposed to even write.
Moed Kadol.
Yeah. You look at Pini Halacha, he has a fantastic stuff about it, there's an awesome sperm about it in English. But it's a complicated sugya. You should learn the halachas of Chol HaMoed. It's not so possible to just go to work and live your life like it's a normal day. Typing, there's more reason for leniency because it's not.
But can you use your phone?
You can use your phone, but you should, if possible, try to limit your phone to only use it when necessary. Yeah, I mean, it's good to get out of the zone. Why can't? Because it's not malacha defined in the way that Hilchas Shabbat is defined. It's malacha of actual like hard work.
and like going to work and that type of thing.
Well, why
so
is
electricity
writing?
Wouldn't be a problem. Writing is a different situation because it's a masa uman according to some opinions, as opposed to going to work. Whatever, this is a really, really complicated year. If we had time, maybe on Sukkot, I'll be at the Sukkot. I'll be doing bar mitzvahs, not work. I'll be helping people do bar mitzvahs on Sukkot. If you guys want to do a shiur,
where?
Beautiful. So maybe we can learn that Hilchos Chol Hamoed. Also,
for
I'm
sure.
having a party on Tuesday night of Chol Hamoed at my house. If you guys want, you're all invited to celebrate the sefer that I'm printing and bringing out.
Which sefer?
It's for Shlomo. It's just a translation of Rav Shlomo on Sukkot. So it's Sukkot on Sukkot. I'm also bringing that at the Moshav Fair, which is on Sukkot. Okay, last halacha for the day. Just for now. Oh, okay, we'll end with this one. This is a good one. End of the bang. Okay, what's the last halacha that, in my opinion, our supposedly modern Orthodox Da'ati Lu'umi folks should do? As explicit in the Chumash Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, but a lot of people don't do it. What? Shulchan Aruch. No, I'm not going to put that on my list, even though, of course, it's halacha we should do it, but I would understand why philosophically a lot of people, that's really, really hard, and philosophically people have struggled with it. The only reason I do it is because I'm a halacha Jew, so I do it, but in other words. But
tying your right shoe for you.
But I'm tying right and left more of a minhag. Okay, actually, I'll throw two in there. One is Kviyas Itim LaTorah, which a lot of people learn Torah, but they don't necessarily have set time in the day and at night, which is really one of the first questions they ask you when you go to Shemayim. It's really, really important. And the last halacha, just because I don't want to take you too long, is living in the land of Israel, Mitzvah Yushver Shroud, and my and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam's opinions, and all 99% of poskim is an absolutely mandatory halacha that every Jew should do, and it's really, really great.
What are you
to be honest, it's hard, so I guess it's a little different than the other ones.
Is there any reason to be able to push it off?
No. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a heter that if you're going to be a big rabbi and do a lot of kiruv.
Oh, but other than that, you're still in here? Okay.
According to Moshe, it's an optional. It's like tzitzis that if you don't do it, you're not a sinner. According to all the other poskim, like Rav Avadia, the Shulchan Aruch, and like 40 other poskim, Pesachei Tshuva, whatever. It is a mandatory halacha that every Jew needs to do. If you're going to be a big rabbi and do chinuch, or if you have a family situation, you should ask your personal rabbi, obviously. But in general, if you can, it's a great thing to do, to live in the land of Israel. Everyone should have a Yom Kippur full of happiness and celebration. To the Shem, Mamish can be with the Mechaper and take away all of our veiros. My blessing is that everyone should have a shmooze with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We should all be blessed on Yom Kippur. Talk to him, ask him for forgiveness. Even if you don't know if you're going to completely change, tell him you want to change. And please daven for your friends, and please daven for me. And please daven for all of Am Yisrael. If once you finish davening for yourself, again, please daven for all of Am Yisrael. And we should all zochet to dance and sing together. Don't forget Alan Mechia.